Welcome to Word in Season with Prophet Daniel Ejaku-Afari, providing strength and solutions for today and hope for tomorrow through the word and power of God. Prophet Daniel Ejaku-Afari is a general overseer of Faith Word Charismatic Ministries worldwide. He is an apostle, a prophet, and teacher of the word. He has a powerful traveling ministry accompanied by many miracles, signs, wonders, and revivals. Get ready for an empowerment that will enable you to walk in dominion and have a triumphant life. Now, the Prophet Daniel Ejaku-Afari.
We have learned much. We have learned you are a new creation after you are born again. We have learned all things have become new. We have learned number three, you have been given a ministry of reconciliation. We have also learned you are an ambassador of Christ. You are an ambassador of Christ. We have learned you are made the workmanship of God for good works. And we have also learned you are made a royal priest. You are also made a royal priest. And then we have learned that you are being regenerated. You are also being regenerated. These are New Testament terminologies peculiar to only the saved Christian. And then we have also learned that you have been given the power to become the sons of God. Very, very important. You are not just one of the human beings who have been saved, but you are a God on earth. You have become sons of God. We have also learned you are saved to bear fruits. You are saved to bear what? Fruits. You are not just saved to be you and you and only you. You must make others become believers or Christians like yourself. This is your commission. Every ambassador is given a work or a commission to do at the embassy. Give other people visas to go to your country. Are you getting it? The only way we give visas to other human beings to heaven is to win souls. Are you here?
I'm here. Enti yesua bebre yesua se wa ya bodie fofro yesua se ya ya onipa fofro yesua se wa ye yesu enam sini yesua se wo uyobi a ye de eye nkabom ensom no e de ahye won sa enyoma bebre na yesua ye cheche ho
okay you have also been given eternal life. You shall not be given, but you have been given. So through all, you may have about 10, 12 points by now. And today I want to add about 5 or 4 and then we end. And I want to continue by giving you a very, very important information about your salvation, that you are to walk in love.
You are so
to walk in love. God has saved you and me and made us born again to walk in love. When we say you are walking in something, it means it is already given you. So you are not supposed to go for love. It is given you, so you are only to walk in it.
Yes, Lama and Quaje, Sir Yembra, Neman, and Tio Dom, near Cassa, Benantio Dom, I just say, Yet your donna Maudada, Nanantim.
Not your kind of love.
And Yawo Donna, O Donibi, and Yakahuan said,
your kind of love where you only make love.
And Yawo Donna, what dear, I just say, when you be and son, why you be no?
A lot of people make love, they don't walk in love. Bebina. You know how to make love. I like the way your faces are quiet. What is Pastor trying to say? I'm trying to say what you are thinking.
Me and
my boyfriend, we made love. And we are going out. We made out. Charlie, all the terminologies, where do they learn it from? We are making out together. We are going out.
At
for the out there, different terminologies.
Yeah,
we are going out. We are making out.
Yes, sir.
We are making love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are called to love, not to sex, but to love.
Your friend say yen do nemu munya say ye da nemu say ye do.
Love is not lust.
Se odo enye akono.
Love is not lust.
Odo enye akono die.
I'm not preaching marriage. I'm teaching you love.
Enya wari na me chirechire nemu me chirechire odo.
Rade bua me na min kasai. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, to love means to express the nature of Christ to others.
Se wo do a na se wo dan Kristo aye ni sunu edi akira foforo.
Christ is the first to love us.
Kristo ena do yen kane
by thinking about us and making our salvation his priority.
He thought
of us and decided to leave his throne, his kingdom, come to this earth, not to come and do anything, but to show us the way to salvation and actually to save us.
So
if you are a Christian thinking about the well-being of others and expressing this same nature and culture of God unto them is your expression of love.
And so your Christo ni na odwun afoforo ho na ni a Christo be ye no so the sap purpose and so ni bi extra afoforo na ofa Christo.
You can love without marriage. You can love without sex. Jesus did they marry, he didn't have sex, but he still loved us. I can show you love as a young lady without having any romantic affection, or even if the temptation is there, without going that far. We have allowed the world to confuse the church, to believe many things which are not moral.
Yeah,
in the church today, you will hardly find a lady, a young lady, and a young man that are walking in the love of God and not going beyond that to consummating it with sex.
We
can't find virgins. Some cannot be virgins for 1 hour in the church. They are virgins in the morning, by 12 midday kura, they broken their virginity. Christian brothers and sisters can no longer pray and associate and fellowship in love in the church.
A Christopher me no timin tina and mom paye and timin some fefe da.
I can't tell you are beautiful without sending you romantic tests.
So those
days when we used to be in the scripture union, we were calling ourselves brother. Were you one of them? Were you in the SU? You call me brother. I also say brother. Brother Ikle. Brother Dan. And sometimes even the women were calling themselves brothers. That is what it is. The Bible says, for we are all brothers. Isn't it in your Bible?
Yeah.
We are all. Because in the spirit, there's no gender. Whether male or female, or in the spirit, the Bible says we are all one. Until una eka uhumwa, uni gender. We can't differentiate one from another by our gender. But here, me new year close kakra pimi bestra ufie back, but this my year holy pa first one made the better, but the second visit something must happen. It's the am I a kind of love no assistant be we as if one idi. Most of the weddings we are blessing in our church today, they have already torn the veil. By the time they say, I do, Omako 7 rounds, not less than 3-4 times. I don't like the way some of you are scaring at me. I didn't come to preach holiness, I'm preaching love. And that is why most of us cannot really stick out our neck to be acknowledged as Christians. We are only Christians on Sunday morning when we come to church. After service, we are afraid to let our neck come out or stick out our neck to say, me a Christoni.
So your love
is expressed in giving. Tell somebody your love is expressed in giving. Tell another your love is expressed in giving. John 3:16. Let's read some scriptures quickly. And John 3:16. What are the Bible says? He said, for God so loved the world. So God wants to teach us the way we should love. Not the worldly people. So. For God so loved the world that he what? That he what? It doesn't mean I must also give my son. God gave us what he believed at that time. We needed his son.
You see,
in our world today, many people need many things. And I believe one of the things as a pastor people need from me is the Son of God or Jesus Christ. Many people come to church or come to a pastor for different reasons.
Amen.
Amen. But the most important thing you and me must seek to give or seek to have as we approach our men of God is to know Jesus and know him more. Nothing else, nothing more.
These
many pastors cannot even testify what God has done for them. If I do, the next thing you will come to me and beg me. It's true, haven't you experienced it before? In church. If I tell you a testimony or something God has done for me, please do something about my son. The next thing I will know, you will cross me on my car and say, pastor, my school fees, enkoye, that is the simple term they use.
Onya kania nyamiaya mano, enche otu ni kape na obiaba osofo meje meje
fa. Asore ni omutirimu ya den pa. And the only reason you are saying asore ni omutirimu ya den, we didn't give you money, but the first and foremost reason you came here is not money but Christ.
No,
you won't clap, but you are the reason I'm preaching what I'm preaching. I'm talking to you.
Christian T and Albaha.
If your purpose, your priority, your reason for coming to the church is wrong, you will find everybody wrong in the church. Everybody will be a nuisance to you. I am very worried of people who have something bad to say about everybody. You can't accuse everybody and say everybody is not good. A man got up, he said the hall is smelling. He said the kitchen is smelling. He went everywhere. He said he was accusing the wife and the kids. The young girl, the baba says, daddy, you say everywhere is smelling. We don't smell anything. Maybe is it not on your body? Probably the people you are accusing, if possible, your life stinks, your character stinks. That is why you have a problem with everybody.
So
the Bible said, there's a scripture, or say, you see, self-assessment must be done by every human being who want to fit into a relationship. Self-assessment. Only obia di agro to a certain point. Bisa only say adenti na nipa we utility me say. Some of you, you have been very nice to some people, but they don't greet you. You want to buy them with your niceness. You want them to be abused by your niceness. Because you show me love, I must pay you back with sex. Because you show me love, me too, I must give you something which is not mine. You have become like the nurse who destroyed Mephibosheth. You, in your attempt to do me good, you want to cripple me. That kind of love is human love. It gives in expectation of something. It expects something back when he gives to you. When God gave us his son, he never expected anything from us. It was a free gift. Salvation is free.
Yeah. So you be a umo bibi na wo hwe bibi afini ho no ma hwe ni ye. Esa nse nya no no nyame do no. Nyame do ne sa wo di ama nanso wan hwe bibi afini ho na wani da bibi so afini ho.
So your love to people must be free. It must not have any strings attached to it. I am doing her or him favor that he too, when he bled, he may also do me this. Most of us are not stable in churches because we are offended in other churches, because we wanted people to give us certain things aside Christ. Christ, the solid rock, all other things in King ground. Define the reason why you are here.
Bebrenant bintina sorry mu esan se abribia na mo hwehwe bibia fra sorry ho esan so ma ye bibia ma sorry no eye Christo nko an ye ni da ne so e wa asafo mu na emom dia ka ni nyina no eduri agu.
Somebody left the church because he had been giving tithe and offering. He's amazed and I didn't give him the church office to bail. Confused many guys in the church, they left. Did you come here to see for masonry work or you came here to look for Christ? If I give you mason work, it is a bonus, but it is not your entitlement. The only thing I am bound to give you is Christ. The Bible says, "Oh, no man nothing except love." I don't owe you anything.
Nyeti aba sorry no enye se mebe ma wadwuma ye na mom eye Christo aw mebe kan ho asem ana medan ho adi atrew no enti na oba ye
but pastor, didn't your Bible say that we should give alms and do good to people? It is a secondly matter. It is not your right to take.
Jona nkasa ye nya afufro apapa ana se ye fa achade ma afufro eno de ene toso mienu na mom se ye ma onyame asem.
You that things you were demanding from people in the church, have you given that thing to anybody in the church before?
Dia wo hwehwe fra fofro ho wa asare nimu no. Wo di bia ma bi pen.
Eh? We must allow the word of God to be the only center of our actions and behavior in the church.
I was saying manyame asem no ene bu type potenti a ye dan ye suba di ana ye bibi wa
sapo. Ma sori ba bia ande meka. Obi eche me ade a e ye odo but enye me right. What did I make Joanna say? If I didn't meet you, will my life not go on? So why must I have grudges with my fellow church member or human being that in anticipation of something I wanted the person to do and they didn't do, then that person doesn't like me, it's my enemy. And because of this, many are offended in our churches today. Offenses that make people quit church, leave church. It's all about their expectation of others in the church that their heart couldn't meet. Offensive, baby. This is the foundation of it. And today, I am giving you the true love of God to practice and not the love of men.
Amen. Adenti ana obubefu obi esan se wa ma obibi so bi ma obibi ana eldo enye se bi a otan wa na so pa wasem ti ne wa ma obi.
If somebody bless you, amen.
So be sure what Dana say.
If somebody pledge to do something for you, they do it. Thank him, thank God for their life.
So
but if they are unable to do it, please let your heart calm down. He is still your brother.
Yeah.
He is still your sister.
Yeah.
You that person owes you nothing but love. And the only thing that primarily my love for you as a pastor, a Christian, a fellow brother or sister is supposed to do for you is to give you Christ. The only thing, the fundamental reason why we are all here is Christ. You see, in China, any man can a personal desire, and they were as a
yeah. Timi osofo ne de me botai ana se mani so ade ho ana makone sel me di Christo edeba ma ne aka ne nyina no de ayodomu ane fa edema.
Why didn't this sister greet me when he came to the choir practice today?
I didn't even want to hear me.
Why did he greet and shake everybody? Me alone, he didn't mind me. You two, what stopped you from also greeting the person? Sister, we are all here. Why didn't you greet me? Akwaba.
Won't you hear me?
Met Yawa Mawafere. I will put you on the spot.
Yeah.
That is why a lot of people don't like me. Yeah, me, one type of be. I always want free mind.
Sir.
Organizational meeting in the church. We are brothers. Madam, how are you? Ah, bra, how are you?
It's the same.
Sister, how are you?
Once we're the same.
Bra, you too, how are you? Sister, you too, how are you?
Ah.
What your sister? We want to see. If I were there, sister, Ajakon, it's the same. Intimity, we should ban your fekura akwaba.
Akwaba.
I will put you on the spot.
Oh, yes.
No, those who are clapping, may heaven bless you, eh?
Oh, Jamia, Machiao.
No, my name is Sumunya Fe.
Sir.
It's me, yeah, Osana, so I say, Bisha, we move family, huh? Ubon says, sister, and the crown, meaning me, Husa. Some of you feel big in your shoes. You think everybody is thinking about you.
No.
Sister, I'm saying your case for you, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, sorry, kura. We better not simple fede. You also be shell. What are you now saying? No, be the effect and what there. Nobody is looking at you.
Preach.
And you won't come and watch your catwalk. And you won't come and want to like a gentleman. Some of us you can walk like a gentleman. Nobody is really attracted to you. So don't feel so big. Respect people, love people, and see everybody equal. For in Christ we are all one. The love of God, no man anything but to love one another. For he that love another has fulfilled the law as son. Meniwuka. Embrasem Pia Omadishu Bash. Oh Lord, man, love.
Amen.
And then say, be more in the DA number, so the money money. Assembly, we all. I am one of the things killing many churches, including our own.
Where you remember, Bibria, a cum asafono.
Many people have come to the church expecting something from the church, expecting something from a sister, a brother, a pastor. We are expecting, I say, Obidioka.
But sorry,
it's like somebody has your money in his bank account. He is not releasing it.
Obia ne oka.
Nobody pays anybody.
Obia nti obia kawaha.
We are here because of love.
If you take
the love out,
so you are done, Fima.
We are making noise. Is it not in your Bible? Or say, if I have the tongues of angels and I pray with all diverse kinds of tongues and interpret all dreams and understand all prophecy, and I have no love, I am like a crashing cymbal. But it's a brass band, now they never was, you know, hit the thing for them to hear. This is how your Christianity and your prayer sounds in the years of God. And that is why most of your miracles are blocked. You want God to bless you. You want God to give you something, but when you wouldn't be in casa, because there is something you were expecting from that brother or sister. Wanya man, and I say, "Oni hu akadi anemwani oho." Into what funny tirimuka, sister? When itirimuya dempa, brawe, would you win him nintia? Oho chino kura se umhui. And so yani na na namwa so rasofono. Mikwahuru ni ka, mena mepepa ni mpabwa, onche misika kurada. Are you rendering services? Or you are doing business? Which one? Help me and let me answer you. Mesa andone nyakura, what is happening? Is somebody in the house today?
Oh, yes.
Masa, monya sound, the sound is it keep flop. I hear fichi like me bot rebel, no? Is somebody in the church?
Yes.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as not charity, no monty as here, mommy, another charity you'll be the charity is in church. So give me another version. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't laugh, I'm nothing. Hey, I want to come before I can just, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. clap for the Message Bible. Clap for the Message Bible. How many of you have that kind of gate in your house? The one you hold like this, when you open, you get bang. That is how your prayer and your Christianity is sounding in the ears of God. May God give you love.
Amen.
I say, may God give you love.
Amen.
I say, may God give you love.
Amen.
So Christianity is all this. You have been called to walk in love.
Your friend say nanti odom.
And the other thing or second thing I want to say about love is that love doesn't also only give, it also forgive.
Odo enye se mankoa ne mum e the chance enso.
So you can forgive and you can give. Tell somebody you can forgive and you can give.
Obetimi dia che and wa san so dia man
so. So to give is to literally give you help. But to forgive is to tolerate and let go your misdemeanor, your faults, and your offenses against me.
Okay.
So some of us, too, our love is half love. We are able to give, but we are unable to forgive. So we too, we cannot play with people till the end. Those of us like that. You will never have anybody you call your love or your brother, your sister, genuinely, whether in church or in social life, who by virtue of your closeness with them will not offend you. Listen, I don't call any relationship a relationship which have not been tested by offenses.
Meet me and you tum and get a hubby and answer now for Sambia and answer Obini Obia or me or Dafua. Embre Emma Oye who say,
I call this once my brother because you have offended one another before severally and they have also offended. I have come to a place to conclude. In fact, the essence of relationship is to learn to forgive one another. I've concluded.
Many a software and you anum and I'm a friend when you anum and say, you're doom pampen so be a for me and I'm a smart for more.
If you go and lie on me to them or their spouse, they will call me immediately and say, Pastor, I heard you so and so said. They will never take a revenge or a vendetta against me because of what you told them about me. They will find out.
So who call now could be in trouble and now can't send me infamu at trauma. I'm about fret for church for no more friend.
And when they come and they ask me and I feel a seminar or canoe and tisa ba ahanwa. I don't need to explain myself. Sometimes you value relationship than your ego. We don't say sorry because we are wrong. We say sorry because our brother is hurt. That is love.
Okay. I told the beer, you don't go for no, and I say, you don't know. Yen chan sa ye dun kunimo bi biam anase ye de na ye kan na no krenti na ye pa ho chaw na mum sa ye be ma nkita ho no akoso na no fosem na akoso nti
kan ye pa chaw hurt me bad in this house and I rather call them and I knelt before them and said I'm sorry. Not one, not twice, not thrice, several in this church.
And sorry ben be brain for me and I say o ma ye me ade yawo nanso ma bunko
te apa because I value the relationship you have as a pastor and a son or daughter. I know by every standard that they are church member, they are me, and yet, but the person is rather offended, and she's rather head going about saying, Pastor hates me. And so I won't even go to the church again. And I will send my pastor, Cornelius, and Cornelius, oh, dear, oh, you're gentle. Oh, Kasa, oh, Moti, was him. Go and tell this person I'm sorry. There are many people like that here that have sent Cornelius to your house. You will not raise your hand. I will say, raise your hand. Let them see.
It's
the devil that does those things, oh. And the antidote God have given you and me to overcome that wiles of the devil is to forgive. Can you imagine you and me, we are nice like this, I've shown you love. I pray to you. I teach you. I fight for you. I lay hands. I bless you. Every now and then you come in church. And then something small happened and you are hurt or I am hurt and we don't have solution for it. And then we say we are no more talking. Just think about it. Wasted years of relationship. Wasted efforts of love. Your children see my children. They can't play. They can't. When you see my children with your children, how do you feel when you and me are not talking?
So when
our children are playing, they are fine. They know that we are all in church. Our parents are all church members. They are brothers. And we, our children are playing and we are not talking. How will you feel?
What
if tomorrow your daughter fall in love with my son?
Hey. Na se be nu bia nu ye nkasa ye yaka na me ne oba omo abo mu se omo person mo ware a.
What if tomorrow I am sick and your daughter is a doctor or a pharmacist or something that might take care of me? You know me, you and you, my mother, you are not in good terms.
Na se
me wo pan ye boni wo pan de so.
Me ne nkasa na oba e ye doctor
ni. Are you getting that
na me yare a? Na wa kwoto me yare sabia o hwa sey ne be.
So don't let your anger, your emotions and feelings always mislead you to destroy vital relationships you have built in the house of God. Some people have left literature that their children are still talking to me. Every day they are calling me. They are asking me, I had a dream. I did this. I'm in trouble. Pastor, help me. And sometimes one guy came and said, why did my parents leave the church? I couldn't explain. I said, go and ask them. Your son says, I want to be like the prophet. And he's always calling me, even Prophet Nana. Minye Prophet Nana, but friend me Prophet Nana. And the boy is always sending me text messages with the mother's phone. Think about it. Or dona wuni na unim fache eni mediache ama wabra boni na jija wuni obi bedi agronde uti seni nuya uti seni wafa uti seni papa o esenonu mukro obe yama wafumu ba kupe wanseda ebi kura unim sa adi na miye na ya uya Kristo enti umu na born again no eya born again sinti no wose adi we me kastani huda. Or say, sir, on an altar heaven gate, and you make hell. No, people can go there and say those things. I heard it several times. If you are the gate man in heaven, I will go to hell. I don't care. I won't talk to you again. Aye. I feel say, well. Reverend, your generation, where you hear Christopher.
Oh, yes.
When we were young, we were living in a compound house that our parents. All the people there, some of them were Muslim, some of them were Christian, some don't go to church and what have you. Even there, compound house, a single room, a 12, 14. Unu aduane a wati bia ma wei, wati bia ma wei, wati bia ma wei. Wan hwa wo beche aduane na wi na wo wa anya bi. We were obliged, we were taught to have a certain obligation towards people around us. Today in the church, we can't practice that kind of life.
No.
The church has become the world, and the world is becoming the church. Love is missing in the church. Everybody in church today came to pursue a personal need or desire. We are church because we want to have children.
They
want to marry. If you go to prayer centers, all the women you see there, they are warrior. I don't like the way they. Every woman who is not clapping, I suspect you. They are warrior. We didn't come to church to walk in love. I wish I had time to preach love today. You need a door,
sir.
And you see, people who don't have love cannot also receive love.
One only don't so want to me and your
dog. Some of you, unfortunately for you, have married men and women who cannot receive love because they were never taught to love. That's why some of you, your husbands cannot celebrate your birthday. They never saw their father celebrating their mother's birthday or even saying, Akuya, happy birthday. If your husband calls you, Ama, Akuya Kofi, that is how the father used to address the mom. Oh, omo nye romantic. Odoni niho. And that is why our marriages are breaking. Reverend, is it not true? You are a married counselor. Is it not true? I see the way you are laughing. Is it not true?
Odoni niho nti enema wa yaware ebebrinu eguno.
Ofre ukunu kwasi papa. Kwaku papa, kwa me papa. Hey, and you say wa ngo kwa me anko ni din. The way awoye ukunu kura aduani awodi ko si ho no. E kire me say wo nim odo wani mbue ye. Akwasi papa aduani ne si ho no. You leave the full at you won't cover. Ya maame nem no odi wonim napping or wa napping odi kata o papa aduani so. Aduani ne yansisa wa abom kura wa obe kata so kama nti. U ba na aduani ne nyada. The way ayaya no nko abema o kon wado. But some of you here will kill the appetite of your heart, man, before they even see the food. May God show you mercy. May He teach you how to love.
Amen. Aduane kraye ndi ne ma to yanum kra da da kra ansa ne aduane
dan ho na me nko baako. That is what, that is how you talk to your wife. Dan ho na me nko baako
aduru ho.
By the time you talk this way, oba no mu du nyina sei. And to some of you, you see that you always go raw and you wet.
Ah,
unye romantic.
Tell us.
And that's why I'm saying that even those of you that mistake love to mean success, and so could I win you yet? Why you want to say what's wrong now? What's sad? What's a pet? But wouldn't she? A lot of girls who are chasing around, they have married in nature. When I sat with them and we spoke, I could see, Reverend, after your counseling, I saw. Oh, when you want I was sexy, huh? Odiye fashion na ji usika. That is all. So on, enti asore no, ajija, all over the world though. And then you come asore, who mirika and crow for the farm etu omuka kofi. Don't you see those things? A church is supposed to be a place that after the sermon, you don't know whether to go home or to stay. After the service, it's like you want to, you feel like there is something more which you haven't gotten. But in our case, even when the pastor is preaching, you feel like Oche. Meanwhile, you go to discotheque, you can be there a whole night. Oko, daybreak, brother, God bless you. You go and you make 10, 11. Obeba fia no pass 7. Obeba na waburo sram. Aha, there is life, there is word, there is encouragement, there is inspiration, there is prophecy. God have his presence with us. But when you come here, because there is no love, but here, yaye ankan nipa obi nchia obi. Obi mi se obi se, oh, mi hun watch your sister, eti saying, how was your week? Wow, I like your dress. You are looking fine. May God keep you this week. See you in church again. No. You don't know anybody except you are in trouble. Ah, my same way they are coming. We are coming. Papa in number. Yeah. And then you start calling other people you are friends with in the church. Ah, Obama, Obenya bra in number, mommy. Because only the worst car friend Obenya Bibia who knew or do. I cure your heart today in the house of God.
Amen.
And I'll give you the other scripture and I'll call your name. It's Odo, famani fache. Give me and forgive me. Is somebody in the house?
Yes.
So I want to ask you, if you want to measure your love level, there are two questions you must answer. What have I given to others? And how many have I forgiven?
It is up a se who sin your dot tibianity. Was so busa who said, do do a sen na media ma fufro, and I do do a sen so na media cha fufro.
You can't forgive.
Would you want to be franche?
Why you bitter?
It's answer. Yeah, we'll be
over. Even in the church when we preach, you can't laugh. You can't smile. You're on a Sunday morning. What's a tariff? When you're Your face is front and squeezed. A nice lady like you have started developing facial wrinkles. Because of bitterness. And some of you carry the one in your office, plus the one in your heart, plus the one in your community, plus the one in the church. You Captain Planet all the bitterness together, and you are sitting there. You are a monument of bitterness. May God heal you and cure you this morning.
Amen.
We are bitterness personified.
We can't
share jokes with you.
You know what I'm
When we preach, what betide the pastor if a statement he made, you are in the line.
Then the church upon an assembly kind of who will kakra the anenas cry.
That is why I'm in trouble in the church.
And it's me how you know as a few.
You see, as a prophet, the things I preach comes by inspiration. I can quote one scripture. Say one in Fahoba Kokora. It is by inspiration. And no, imagine I won't say one say Adiane Bami Hum. Very strong. Just like me prophesy and I release it, bam! So, by the time you go, you are angry with me. Instead of feeling blessed and thanking God for my life, you are cursing me on your way going. Also, if we make an answer, no, it's a young conemy. Also, for no one, correct, crowd, Mokayam, Pamikra, maybe you tell me, Kopia, sorry, ha, or your Jimmy Fordo, or Cassia on Tunable. You will insult me out. May God show you mercy to go in the house of God.
Amen. Preach.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Did you see it? Hello, are you in the church?
Amen.
So love is a command. Tell somebody, odo ye insesuo. Catch them.
Odo ye insesuo.
Catch your piece. Odo ye insesuo nyame seusu.
Love is a command from God.
You don't have a choice than to love.
Who needs?
You may not like my height. I don't speak your native language. I don't speak it. You speak atatafua, atufua, me say beko hin, beba hin. But we are commanded to love. Love does not discriminate.
Edian
Oyoko
Bretu
Andende Muane Krama in Kwa. Are you in the church?
Yeah.
It's way back on the way back. Way frafrani. Episode frafrani won't crab ya no. That person, brother, can I help somebody?
Amen.
I saw Reverend Isid Anaba praising the wife, Mama Rosemond. Oye Atsimuni Oye Kwawu. Na Wakosi Afrafra, the U.S. campus, Charisma Foundation. Fellowship. Isid was the president, and this lady was serving like a protocol lady. Kakra, 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 kakra. The lady said, Mate, Abusinafu was in our rose, Frafra, Nia Brantia, we wouldn't call him. By the time the father died, he called Isid and said, "My will me near my inadi ourselves." Some of the people you look down upon them because of Amon Tong. So when you see Amon Kawa, brother Bobe say,
"The brain now ubu Amon mitia esai, baby Amon frintino." What would you know? Why ye?
One pastor I've shown so much love, preach for, bless the church, came to my church to preach. Oh, we are Okono. Now, bunu ni say now ufiri bunu gude munu wano abetia. So yenu mukura yetia kra akura ya. Wow. And the next thing I know, the pastor confused my pastors and most of the church members went to start another vision. Well, go sorry. Some of you remember that story. You remember the story. Are you in the church? Because Jimmy. And some of you here, let me be sincere with you. If you didn't meet this Bono village boy, your life will be messed up.
Preach.
Your life will be messed up. You won't accept this painful truth, but your life will be messed up. So respect people. Even the worldly people have something they call United Nations. They say they defend human dignity and integrity. Your Bible preaches love. It is God defenses his law against misdemeanor towards and discrimination towards other tribesmen and other human beings. Or say it is a law. A new commandment I give you. In the Old Testament, they were given many commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not love, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. 10 of them. In the New Testament, God said, all those plenty laws, I have abrogated it. I'm giving you only one. Love one another. That ye love one another. That is the new commandment. I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So the love thing is a seed. I said the last thing, it is a seed. If you plant corn, you reap corn. Some of you, nobody show you love because you don't show love to anybody's life. You have never won a soul. You have never been able to speak inspiration and encouragement to anybody's life. You don't care when people are distressed or something is ailing their life. You can't go through pain small for the comfort of others. But you are looking beautiful today. God bless you.
Amen.
But you are always expecting others to be there for you. Somebody should buy me something. Somebody should give me rent. Somebody must help me to get this. Some of you are here, excuse my language, please forgive me. If you want to have a man that will love you and marry you, show love to other men.
A lot
of women think that the onus for love is always on men. No man can greet you, especially when you are in your primes, 20, 18, now kosi 30. Some girls, 33, ni kona fe de adiana akati si suba no pe gamalin 20 di abono. One friend, the crowd, no, they know, and I'm a man, baby, in their late 40s, or my arm was and actually, why you late? Be bomb by your mouth. May you learn to sow love today so that in your
amen.
I have one on my cool. I think I have to. There's a lot of anointing in this lane. The angels are passing here. I have to stand here.
Amen.
And see, although you are back, dear, would you have
sir?
People that show love, you can't avoid them.
The more
you try to avoid them, the more you fall in love with them. Obema ope oba, for example. Na oba ni mpeno. Na obema no waye the time he said, gay medona ware no. Who she is jun so good is no oba. Who can't watch the no oba? Who send you message ya won't feel na oba? After a while, you will give up.
Yeah.
Because the love the person has shown and shown in you, a person, you can't say no.
Yeah.
So love is a force. And that's why the Bible said, do not be overcome with evil, but rather overcome evil with love. It's in your Bible. So something that helps you to overcome is not just an act, it is a force. Are you getting it? Mm-hmm. It is what?
A force.
It is a soldier from Pimpim. Edin two in the second air back. The Paku be so. A force. A big cheer foul. So you can't resist it. So love is irresistible. It is a force.
Although you
will be a near man be brave as I say so. Love. So most of the things we give to the church and to God cease. Yaba for here, yako anaso for ya yes. We are not bargaining or buying from God. We are expressing our love for God. And that love is a force. It may God give us what we are also trusting Him for. We don't give because we want to buy. We give because we are showing our love to God.
Odoye dena dice nyamini nyina no enye se bia ye do dia pa bibi nemom se tumi wo odo chinti no enu ti na ma nyame
so
timi sha ya na mu.
So it's a command.
Eye mransem.
It's a law.
Eye ohye.
It's a force.
To me,
you need it to overcome.
Oh, yes, I'll be the
time watching any order. Messi yan dey.
Srene odo.
O se obi nka wo ho asempa. Oni wo nye fine ontina ni mu man. Srene odo. There was one guy who was playing instruments in the church. The guy, for some strange reason, hated me. I didn't know what the guy was expecting. He just hated on cast and pan for me. One day I traveled abroad. I came and I selected some 9 jeans trousers, 2. I took 3 shirts and I added $200 to it. I called him to the office and I gave it to him. When the guy took the money, he couldn't stay in church again. He left. And I understood why. Of feria to the extent that Ohumia, Ohu said there, on sin related to me. Said me preaching not yana mani bon and impelbons was it, yes, not the night he did better and so I go. He left the church. Recently, I went to pump my tie at the filling station. He saw me. Hey, Pastor, me who watch you, Pastor, for me, bonnie check me, you meba. Mr. Minim Bonnie could have the IME. Odo. Odo. Did I help you? Who is so bit me your papa, sir? Not what same in our county. A dear old plan is, eh? Would it be yen? Eh? Or name so one in one game, one but Uben say every false or negative story somebody told you about them about you. So, well, yes, I did. A Bible says it is like heaping coals of fire into the person's head. Well, yes, spiritual, won't come and talk what he said. You are four come on top. We are seeing we shall be in a town for or the abufoni attempt any hand time the base. A spiritual man will not fight you like that. Instead of fighting, he will show you love. I pray for you. May God give you the force of love from today.
Amen.
Is somebody blessed in the church?
Yes.
So it is a commandment to love. Love one another. You don't owe me, I don't owe you, but we owe each other love. All the people that say you owe them a debt you don't owe, may you pay it with love.
Amen.
No, I'm for me. Say, no, you're done. Let me go here. I said, may you pay it with love.
Amen.
You will pay it with love. Once you show them love, their hatred will disappear.
So don't let you crash your mom.
Their bitterness against you will evaporate like vapor. I see you receiving dominion over your enemies because of the force of love.
Amen.
Love. For your name's sake, we are led as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, in all this, we are more than conquerors. Why? Because we are walking in love.
Yeah. Somebody
is blessed today.
Amen.
Is somebody in the church? Give Amen. Me that scripture. Eh? I have some few things to say and then we go. Quickly. 1 John 2:7-11 and Galatians 5:13-18. 1 John 2:7-11 and Galatians 5:13-18. And then 2 John 1:5. Are we learning?
Yes.
2 John 1:5. Are we learning in church today? So we are supposed to walk in. Like the Bible said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true. Also, are there any confusing? Is it not contradictory? Or say, I write no new commandment. Underline that one. And then he came to the fourth line and he said, again, a new commandment I write unto you. Think about it. Hello. Nana, are you flowing with me? It is your Bible. Or say, I write no new commandment unto you. No new. Somebody say, no new commandment.
No new commandment.
No new commandment.
No new commandment.
Then again, on the fourth line, the beginning sentence, he said, again, a new commandment I write unto you. Ah, what a contradiction. I didn't think about Bible sometimes they're confusing the pastor. But any confusing or can't send natural.
When you saw your wife in Tanta, Nemo or Chow Bibi.
Ah, I write no new commandment unto you. So if you are not writing any new commandment unto me, then I'm supposed to obey the old commandment. And which one is the old commandment? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt have no other gods beside thy God. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. That shall not what monkey can they can injure me? Huh? I can't hear you. That shall not lie. Okay. That shall not what?
Kill.
Huh?
Kill.
That shall not kill. Thank you. 10 of them. This is what we call the old commandment. He said, I write no new commandment, so we have to obey the new commandment by logic. Then he comes down and he say, but I'm all commandment which ye have heard from the beginning. The beginning, now not seeing this. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, waiting it through in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother, abide in the light. Abide in the light. So you can't be in light and hate your fellow human being. Meaning, hatred is for those who are in the dark. If you hate somebody, whether they have done you something wrong or they haven't done, and you hate, instead of overcoming their hatred or offense with love, the Bible says you are in the dark. So he is commanding you and me by a new commandment to love.
Into a say minu mienu ewo eye ohyefo fo nimu say yendo.
In the New Testament, all the old commandments have been summarized in one word called love.
Ewo eye apamfo fo nimu no eye apam dada no mu.
In the Ten Commandments, we never heard any thou shalt love. It wasn't a commandment. But in the new, he is giving us a new one saying, thou shalt love thy brother. Which is a new one. But in actuality, it is still the old one. That is why I say, I write no new to you.
And so,
because if I love you, I will not convert anti-Sisi. If you leave anti-Sisi for me and say, prophet, I am traveling abroad, I'll come in 3 years' time. I should be able to relate to your wife as somebody's wife until you come.
I pay
to her, I buy her foodstuffs, I give her money, but in my subconsciousness, I am doing it because you are my brother and I love you.
So do you jam now to choir? I was saying so copy me so baby woman be BNC essence. So
you mean if I love you, I will not kill you.
So me kung.
And people are in the church, they claim they love their brother, but they are killing them not with their knife and gun, with their mouth. It is still killing. You are delivered today in the church. You are delivered you with the word of God.
Amen.
Character assassination.
Yes, say among
four. Ake, wasi, bele. Some of you know some people more than they know themselves. Sister Tuntumina, ya debi your bony ti jen wi bebere wo so na ya oba o sha tare kokoko na o te kona ho. Akos pa so de oba so na won hwehwe. Awura weyi ni wunya ti nyanti na me chira na ma me bere sei. Awura yi a wo debi a prophet kasa no akwo jina ne nchan no o se o ye beautiful. Who nim guy no? Emi ma se mon ko anan ye pon ye me hu se woni sa papa na ota sise sise brown na otena akiri ho no oni ne o mo se akiri no mo e kisi me bi o mo se na o se o eti sen o ye eti sen ye ade ne kura na o mo ye ba me ti won but you didn't see anything.
Well, who she is?
You didn't see any. I don't like the way you are looking at.
Ah,
and what I'm sorry and konkonsa especially I'm sorry ki to what say you know. And you get 3 rows. What you are now to me, I won't wait. Where's your home? And see, what you are so me preaching in a and consumption. You are not looking at people to admire them, you are looking at them to find fault with their dressing.
Who shall be said? Obeyan from Sobi or Honemum, yes, I will say when you begin, Debbie.
Obi born in someone who near where he Obi can praise him near where he. Obi asori kura asofo abo word asam na kana kom ode ofre ko to altar so hwe de ochre onun kwa na oni ofre ma asa ye de ye niska. Madam, heal your skin pain, something is wrong with you.
Amen.
I am preaching.
Amen. Bibi na how
catch your bisa monum sa na mugu asori hwe obi anim na catch mo na mugu asori no
mo na mugu asori no.
After I have gone through so much stress and frustration in the office, in my home, and I have finally come to church on a Sunday morning, don't you think I have the liberty in Christ to scream, to dance, to shout, to express myself, and to kill the stress, rather than because of you, I am even afraid to clap and to celebrate my Jesus and to worship the Lord in the church? I pray, the Bible says, stand there for you in the liberty, wherein Christ has set you free. Receive the liberty to serve your Maker in the church.
I receive it.
I say, receive your liberty to serve your Maker in the church.
I receive it.
Thank God, I can't hear your loudest shout of praise in the auditorium.
And when I want you to move, I'm not quite doing my for how near to see Muno, Mini and Niji, and I said, Mini, who can say, me bad, sorry, so I met me as a year who see.
So
I
you see, in the church, everybody is safe. Pastor, you preaching, I'm blessed, but I can't say I'm blessed. Pastor, preach on, I'm afraid.
And the bad, sorry, be at what the Samuel and Shrian, the announcement to me, sorry, and Kai and Hunka Crampo.
Depressed people.
It sounds a woman, you must show me so no one must suppress some of
people, offend people.
Woman, a yawo Muno, somebody yawn be.
That's why when you come to church, you must watch the place you sit. Some of you are the reason why some people never want to sit in the congregation. They always want the back. You are the reason. But now on China, or can praise him when Nipia would be channel. On Pani Huasa must all mouth distance. May the Lord heal the church this morning. May the Lord heal us.
Amen.
And you also some people they have bought certain seats at the back always. Or bet me you show other reasons to defend what he doing, but the truth is that on pay bin musuba in the church. And your prophet in the Quran ko jaya sorry niko, but when you said the prophet to on your kore bami hiyan kakra kakra. May the Lord heal the church. May the Lord heal the church. If I love you, I will never covet your goose. If I love you, I will never kill you. I will never. If you love God, that shall not make any other God beside me. You will not make a shrine and serve the shrine. And Sunday morning, you say, "Me, I went to visit the shrine last week, so I'm not going to church."
So don't
you? You won't come to church while you are still going to Akunodi and then attend that shrine. You won't do that. Do you see? So all the Ten Commandments, he said. They were old, but I am giving you a new one, which is only one. That one, if you have it, you can obey all the ten sweatlessly without fighting anybody.
It means I'm doing it now. I hear that the announcer said, "Be mindful, frofro, frofro, any or not." Now, say one word.
What do you mean? You will never do evil to me willingly. Obey me from me unknowingly, but you will not intentionally hurt me. Ye ni odo. That is why we are character assassinating one another, even in the church.
Odo ni wanti na yes say amount for e wasafu nimpono.
Bra yinge oshi pen alko pen na wanti asi.
Oh yes.
What do you want to see now or see what me wa yere? Ne boni o ye ye ni naano. What said that pa fre wa down for another slayer? What ton bra ya man? What cut it bra ye into pieces? To see a kitchen and pinamo a ye so no. We are wa woni jay na so na kika dro ni moko. Atari a wa pama se bra no. Say ya de bra ni bejina a sorry fi ha ye huni se yo noa. What's this some bra no a man for any so? Some of you, the picture you are painted about your men of God and your pastors in this house to newcomers and strangers, it is the reason that friend you brought to the church never came here again.
And for near yet, chat at self for any enough for the ambassador and uti and a more
embassy. Only more pastor, but and come out would deal in what can you move far now more corner, especially those of you that have cars. Mukani muni me fra o nipa nsehwe. Modi nipa tina muka muna mukofia. Obi fa woni ka muna mu fere no wuni asembi aka ka wani tumu is a blessing. Ba wo se okwasia mpo osua so obeka na no atuma ye buni nyansani. But wo wonu mu asem asem wo ka di mu no. Enkrofo wo mu asem a enim. Ana wo de pepa wani mfere ye. Eh sofo. Mi hu sister kia wa sorry atepa o. Mrs. Sister Akuya Ben. Oh, Kokona ya. Oh, kwa ni muna. Ah, oh, ya Akuya. Ah, oh. Hey, sofo. Nana na me kwachia ni mi bisa na se denti na omba, sorry. Akuya se sofo okura na open. And then you start. And kwa muna wudini nina wudini mse enim. Me pacho kasa ye by force. Kasa ye by force. Enti, if you know you don't have anything to do, to say,
Oni bibia ka.
Wa wa dia na madam na oti wona ye ni bi. What sorry. What wa dia na e se no no. Obi am pe bi se ne bag him. Those who are clapping, may God bless you. I said, those who are clapping, may God bless you. Amen. I said, if you don't like the blessing, if you lack him, may God bless you. Clap your hands. And konkonsa, ema asori muye din, bana asye ni yuhuru. I said, epono. Ani din, ba utomwa, karantina, epshimsa. Because they will be shamed. So why are you preaching like that? I'm preaching like that because you know, I know what you don't know. Nkonkonsa. So love is the solution to Nkonkonsa in the church. Church members have caused vital families to leave the church by blackmailing me. Mimi nko bi afie o. Wo kura se mi ni mo fie. Wo ya me pastor. Na no na me be pe eyi wo de ya mami twa so. Chale, me ko ya ni modern na me ko pe coast office. Oni kwa me na. Na mse amukura me friend phone na mse apa na ma dey say mu fie bi wo kwa ne wo aba. Me gina kwa no. Master sorry. What's up na me ka? So me gina kwa na ba bi o say o papa ma hu. Sa visit we enya akra visit me koto ade. I don't have time. And remember bet na wo fie aye bedi nkro fo nkonkonsa. Wo na be kwa kofa ba o. Me can be pe wo nkai wo de ne me de ne na be kai. Na o mo de wo Enkrofua say me actually families I have invested in the church. I bless them. And some of them, when they left, most of the things God have used me to do for them, the devil attack it and destroy it. Some of them, their children are not talking. Some of them, their children, car, are born on the 9th. Akurani Toguso. Because you left a church with bitterness. What you're saying? I sorry jai per se in Kenya money, but leaving a church that your pastor and the people have loved you, they have blessed you, and then you allow somebody's gossip and stupidity to make you stop it, that you leave the church in anger, bitterness, insults, now including the pastor, it shall never be well with you. You have paid good with evil. It shall not be well with you. Eh, Pastor, na mija asore sa no aye bon, aye boni. Aye boni apostle Paul catch the Timothy. Or say thou owes me everything beside thy soul. Adie pia, wa wo bia. You owe it to me including your soul. Apostle Paul say in it. Enti wo be ya asore ba. Woni me ya ye Christo mo jemu apam mu fafafo. Ya ye ba ko. It is our warrior. You don't just quit marriage because I am angry. And kaya yina ya jeja warrior. Iti me ba asori mua. Me ni asori na ba beye apam. Ewo Christo mu. Me ti mi ya fumu. Ube ti mi ya fume. Me ti mi ya priti se mwambi na anya wode. Uti mu se wedi ya ma se mna sofu okanyi. Uye correct ya. Nune se se obe bo misi. Because enunti na oba. Enunti na oba. My sermons. Can I retire you? Can I preach fast and close? My sermons must change you. My sermons must come. Of message. You are wasting your time in that church. Because you came here and said, Onyame fa osofo ne so. Or say, Timothy, preach the word. In season and out of season. Correct. Chastise, rebuke, and guide. These are the four things that work comes to do. And to what you are sorry, oh boy, Jamai Sofunka, we are crowned for Sofunka, Unio Sofunka, Usubanya Sofunka, Nyami Bofu Sofunka. You are wasting your time in that text. Why it is said, Jabidia, yeah, Bua, no, see, I'm all be able to the Aqua, no, and I done it. So, what you are sorry, Dimona, yeah, Jijo, so did try at Temuda say, and Quasil. You don't have any business being here. You are wasting your time. So me, Yawa Jakon, I will not be responsible for your death. I will preach it. I will correct you. I will guide you. I will bless you. I will call you to order. May you receive the heart to receive the word. Receive the heart. So when you come here and preaching, Don't throw your face and attack me in your hand. I saw for no ye too no. Me ye too no. Wuntin am I too no. I learned to bless you. I learned to bless you. Mumma nyame sumu nye fair. Faith word. One you need mwache wonyami mu. Mwache. Ebidi mwany ni babi mwache. Wucha anache se wu kachi. Wache. Kachi lo bise wenyi ni anawache bisam. A new commandment. Walk in love. Respect others. Relate well. Some beautiful lady don't know how to relate. That's why they can't marry. Ne ho ye fe. Oni how to relate. You don't call your friend to check on you. Oba so your brother ya frel. Aku ye te sen. Me din de ay kofi. Can I have your number? Wo so nim pa se, wo nya bra ya open. I feel na better to media me find number be maba house awo. When you are talking, you are working. Meanwhile, what should you are announcing? You are announcing. You know you are announcing. Uhun bo uhun soba. Me to daddy lumba man. Me home bo me uhun so abranti o don't ya ubu away uhun bo uhun. No, and now so that could you pa. Are you getting the things I'm saying? And then after the, you went home, this guy had been calling you. You don't pick. That's message. You don't respond. Now, when I want to bring one train pronouncer, why you are holy, sir, and you want a man to marry you? No. Or be a person who wants to marry someone or the work of author, someone or the work of children. You don't call back. Kasa wo katire ni power so di fi ha no obi afere so obekasa ho eya no you feel big in your shoes eya so you are so important brother beje mic in it was so man
and all those who are clapping may God bless you. I say all those who are clapping may heaven remember you. I say all those who are clapping may your heart your cup be full.
Somebody say walk in faith. Your next point, write it. My time is up. My 10 minutes. Walk in faith. Say, walk in faith. You are saved to walk in faith. You are saved to walk in faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, Habakkuk 2:4, and Romans 1:17. 2 Corinthians 5:7, Habakkuk 2:4, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11. Write them down, my time is up. Galatians 3:11 and Hebrews 30 verse 38. Hebrews 30 verse 38 and Galatians 3:11. For we walk by faith and not by. What is the meaning of that statement? The original translation here actually reads, we walk by faith and not by senses. And not by what? So your eye is your sense of vision. Your nose is your sense of smelling. Your tongue is your sense of taste. Your skin is your sense of feeling. Are you getting it? Your ear is your sense of hearing. By these four senses, you relate with your environment. Are you getting something? If this lady hugs me, come, you I can hug you. If I had no in time, Mr. Obi Yere in person. If I somebody give Jesus a clap of Ochinanko Chinanko, Nikuru Shami online Amanko Yansa, me patch out me the example. If I touch her like this, my body is able to tell me what's all about. If I do it to you, I can feel your skin is rough. The bones are piercing. But this one, something fleshy and nome. You know nome. So, without, even if you are a blind man, without you holding the breast or, excuse my language, the bat, you can feel my soul by him. You're feeling the sense of feeling. If I put salt in my mouth, I will never say it is sugar. wo ka kire ma be ka kire se do wa hu ade no wani afira na ye de to wanum but ade na ye de wanum no eye enchine enya asichire. Please, are you here? Enti wo wi ase no ne ma atwa wo ahia no sa senses 5 we na e wo ni padua ne ho se wanim po hu ade a obetimu de sa senses no a differentiate one thing from another. That's why, for instance, enkora omo nkasa, excuse my language, omo speech impairment, omo are very intelligent. Pa, are you getting what I'm saying? Very omo de omo other senses need develop how to relate with their environment more than the normal person who has their speech working perfectly for them. Mabuwa. Enti abode mu no onyame ade bi ankwa wo mu no nyame amanesa 5 senses ya maka ho asem by that senses they relate with their environment. But you and me that have been saved and called to be born again, God had given us something more than the 5 senses. We have been given supernatural ability beyond this natural abilities of senses. Enti meti mi abegina ha na mahwe wani mu sa medimani na ehwe o baba the second eye I can tell and they will free fear wo ba hanum no wo di emu ansa na wo ba. I am looking at you to tell you what you ask, but I wasn't there. So if you believe you are a just man, a born again Christian, you are saved, it is something you must develop, you must seek for, you must practice, you must become. You can't be a Christian and say me dia dia mani hunun ko ana minim dia maso ten ko ana minim dia me hwene smelling ko ana minim dia me katra matesin ko ana minim. No, beyond the 5 senses you must walk in revelational knowledge. Am I helping somebody here? And she say ya kapa in this New Testament obi a prophet. Also, sometimes utimu assembly timu sina waka say ah na esisi me so na eya me say adie we be si. Sometimes bo say obi wan dwini be ba utim e ba utim na na ofre wo ah adan me dwini ayi praise hu na say sia. Oh, come on here, hello praise now wo hen bibi abokor de us after say we yembe si because you don't know that what it's like a telepathic something. Is that not what you call it? It's an artificial intelligence and telepathy. Without hearing God or seeing, I can just look you now and then I'm saying something that has happened. This is the world though, in the world. So in the world, they are developing beyond the natural. So if the world that doesn't believe in your Christ, they are developing to this level, then you and me that call ourselves children of God. God is a spirit. So if you are a child of God, who are you? You are a spirit. Then beyond the flesh, your spirit must read things that are in the spirit and tell you, say na dear maniko, brother, your name was repair, but see his heart. And then you see that by the time your spirit is scanning through the person's heart, this person is a liar. He's a fraudster. He only wants your body. He doesn't love you. And then by your spirit, through a telepathic move of the spirit, you are able to judge people by their heart and not by their sight. Is it a blessing? The just shall live by faith. So faith is a spiritual commodity. Faith is different from facts. It's either you are walking by facts or by faith. The fact is that you are wearing a red shirt. The fact is that your watch is silver color. The fact is that your shoe is black bright. Hey, Charlie, umpa boy tia. Ora has just graduated from university, so. I am putting him on sale. I'm selling him now. Praise God. But beyond Ora's red color, dark glasses with black shiny shoe, my spirit is telling me, Ora, nakuma mu yefita. Enya koko. Did I have a problem here? So if you are walking in faith, Faith makes you see beyond the natural. And that's why sometimes you come, you say you are sick, but a pastor who is walking in faith will look at you and say, you are not sick. I lay my hands on you. I said, the sickness is gone. You are healed. You can even be feeling the pain still. But I am not walking by sight. I am walking by faith. Onyame amfrɛ wo sɛ fa wano ɛbɛ confess deɛ wo te deɛ wo hu deɛ wo hia ɛne deɛ wo testi ɛnyɛ w'adwuma no. Nyame frɛ wo sɛ come and fight the things you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, and you feel by faith. Enti mi testi sɛ manuma ya menyonyonyo manya malaria mi feel sɛ me ho ayɛ sɛ, but by faith I cannot be sick. By faith my bomb pay agunsuo so ensuo ne nya para enya amoda ya queen. But by faith I change my blood and separate my body from plasmodium parasite. I cannot be sick. This is the call God I call you and me to live. Please, am I helping you here? So if you are a Christian, you are not living the Christian life in this way, then something is actually wrong with your Christianity. You are too quick to complain everything you feel, you see, you hear, you taste. Pastor, the way I say, me who am brabony dear, any man call ye. Then the Bible say, let the poor say, I am rich. I said, then the Bible say, let the poor say, I am rich. The rich woman in the Bible that was looking for a baby, and Elijah prayed for her, she conceived. When the baby died, Elijah asked her, he said, is everything well? He said, everything is well. Meanwhile, the son was dead. And that is why when Elijah discovered the son is dead, he couldn't resist but to pray for the son. The Awodi wa no kano, eno nebe ye wa mao. The Awodi, are you here? Listen, let me make a very important statement. I say we my rain feeder. Your eye can choose to see what it chooses to see. Your nose can smell what it chooses to smell. Your ears can choose to hear what it wants to hear. Your body can feel what it chooses to feel. But never let your tongue or your mouth speak what the other senses are hearing, tasting, feeling, or smelling. Once your mouth speaks it, you have endorsed it. Am I helping you here? And he me feel it, sir. Abraboni mwa yesi. Me hwantsere me. But I refuse to say me hwantsere me. I have the life of God in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I cannot go through struggles. I refuse to be a struggler. I see financial doors are opening. I am a millionaire. Every closed door in my life is open right now. I speak as a son of God. I take authority and I exercise authority. Let every door be open. My sons and daughters are coming from afar. They are coming with gold and they are coming with silver. They are coming with dust of gold from the far distances of the earth. In the ships of passage, they are coming with treasures. I cannot be poor. I can never be sick. I feel my body is not comfortable, but I see the blood of Jesus in my body healing me of every infection and of every sickness. As I take this communion of blood, let HIV die in my body. Let hypertension disappear in my body. I have the life of God in me. The eternal life of Christ, even the soul life, I use it to replace every bio's life that is making my body susceptible to infection. You see the grace and the ability to make that confession. Am I helping a believer in the auditorium? This is the true nature of a born again Christian. You see the power to exercise your born again. Faith word, I can't feel you in the auditorium at all. Give me the next scripture. Enti gidie no, gidie no, eye wo life. Eye wo lifestyle. Na ya see the ye feeling kwa na de pia ye de ya no ka de a. Ye be wo. She, ye nya ye preaching na eto da bia, me we let me to feel hopeless. And you feeling me observe near my air question it, me expectations be my delay and so on and so forth. I feel like no, God, this thing cannot be true. But by the law of faith. I said, but by the law of faith, I am given the power to remain buoyant in the midst of turbulence.
Receive the grace to be buoyant for the rest of your Christian life. In the midst of the storm, in the winds of the wind, in the midst of all the turbulences, faith is saying, you can never sink, you are buoyant.
From today, some things may shake, winds can blow, storms can come. I say everything may be unstable, but God is your help, your very present help,
even in the midst of trouble. The earth can be shaken, troubles can come, the whole universe can be lifted into the sea.
But the Bible said there is a river. Faith flows through our veins like a river.
It calms every fear. It do away with every storm. It brings you home. There is hopelessness. Today, may your faith be put to work today.
Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by their feelings, by what they see. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I feel. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by circumstances. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
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 Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Everybody say
amen.
Thought it doesn't make you a failure. It is a matter of time. This your expectation will never be cast off.
No. I have seen the righteous seed bear for bread. I have seen the righteous seed bear for bread. I said I have seen the righteous seed bear for bread. Is that what the Bible says? He said I have been young. Now I am old, but I have never seen the righteous seed bear for bread. And found the wukom, and found a mania, and found the bread, and found disappointments, any other frustration. Child of God, your tomorrow is brighter than your today. Your latter shall be beautiful than your present. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I see you like a light, shining your darkness around you in your world. Receive the grace and the power. Faith word, I can't hear you at all.
The just. Amaniye wa abrabom. Ohaoni otani abebrese yariye e wa abrabom. God never said you will not face attacks. Or say, even when the enemy comes like a fly, meaning there is an enemy, and he will surely come. And the way he will come is threatening. He said he will come like a flood. What you then want to say is so the and flood doesn't inform you. But suddenly you don't expect it. It told be unexpected challenges and attacks and things can come. But also, even if that is how the devil come, me, I will lift a standard against the devil.
You see the standard. You see the standard against the devil. Any storm in your life today, I see the Lord lifting the standard against your storm. Is somebody blessed in the house of God today? Come on, give Jesus a clap offering in the house of God.
The just. We don't live by money. We don't live by capital. Me catch the lady be offering if you can US this week. Go soon, sir. Complain. I say, madam, me miniska. Who could kuri me bawa inframane beba? But me woji di onyami mo. Me di di na kwaware me yero. Me your money sir. Me komatari ase me koshe. Anu ina kongko. Share me sir. I say one check you home. Hey, I represent you me little. Obide golf tree manu And no cry on tea, I say, well, Jenny, when I made me the coche, a copper. Master, GDA, we could do fear, and I'm afraid my crab back with or a soft Methodist Church. Reverend Regan, you people know him. Meaning, I know that I'll be a dear girl from age 9 or 2 feeding my mission, but tonight, meet them until the university. We fast up, me say, me inside where you would run, where she and me are teaching. All chichiri in any buttons. What name is you? Who told you that your hand can be somebody and this other hand is you? Are your faith? And you know, so did you match it in the match? You don't know what I'm talking about. Match it, my mouth formula. Some of you, many are giving you formula. If we show yourself, what you move on patch and chill some, what you move to chill about, and I never bring some no ban or you soon. And they say, we say, it means that the devil is bigger than the woman. So if you can't chill the devil, you can't chill the woman. I chill the girl. But you chill no. A buttons, sir. Teach my viewer recorders. Your buttons are near for Mwanda. A bought 3:30 now before barely. Messiah a fa. May you walk in faith after today, receive the grace. Nana, put the scripture there. Yendi agroka krani yenko yepon. Is somebody blessed in the church? Learn to sometimes chichiri. Sometimes to learn to sunny. Oh, chichiri binum, now sunny binum. Some of the people that God will use to bless you, they will never bless you until you chichiri them. Me chichiri unas, I wasa won chichiri, adi obeye biya nyeye. I'm telling you. Some of you young girls here may be the man who more deep one grass. Chichirino. Chichirino. Hey! Chichirino. They just shall live by faith. Oh, they come back and say, be my main trust for me, the basic here. Bible, now that one, I'm not papa and Kwan here, you're the young one. Winnie, Bible neti say ocean bi bia bi wom krono wom papa wom adwaman wom ye wa scriptures say yede bo adwaman we ni mo akwa bi di na Facebook kwa di scriptures say so ba pe mi say ntia wa unya nwisa ayino gano bi sa ni question bi anu wa ko to scripture afi gano gina sa wa say ni eme wa hawo Bible o say ya second fun etwa etinya gidi onyame mu me accept bibia keke o de besi bia de onyame de mi besi bia obua enye ba bia na sese ukosi a wo beka se enyame na de mi si ho. Some of the places I wa kosi no enye nyame pe, but because you are not walking in faith, you accept it as it is and you are suffering it as you are suffering it. No, you must be a stubborn child of God who don't take no for answer. Persevere in prayer and in faith. For there really the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. How many times are we reading this scripture this morning? I said, this Bible was written by over 60 authors. But who kind by Bia, everything said in one place, complement what he said the other place. I said, Baku for one author, naturally. That is why we say the author, the true author is God. You can't say the same of Quran and other books, but the Bible, because the writer is one. Over 66 writers wrote the Bible, but every book in the Bible says something that complement other books in the other part of the Bible. They just shall live. We are reading more than 3 times this morning. Are you watching it? The judge shall live. So God is saying, you can't be called a righteous man and walk and live and survive in this life without faith. You will not survive. Because once you become a child of God, Satan is after you. Omo omo ye wiase fo de wanyo omo ye omo omo di na chi o twa omo ti say fish ya yato net ni achi omo di e koton omo akowe. But wo no wo say we stubborn cat. Who ye Christian ni wo obey the laws of this world and the devil. So Satan is always coming after you and me. Nti wa nya gidi aya stop and we be resisting your money be. Now say we dey be bia be si bia. What find say what penny so? Obua o. Ubewu. Owu a enye wu obewu. Ohia enye ohia ubedi. mi twa ohia mu ni owo mu wa bra bo so e na no pai wo fia mi yi yare bia ye kuran kro firi wa bra bo so e na no pai amen where you will let me go here. I think there is a lot of life here. Is somebody blessed in the church? Be a stubborn Christian. Rebel everything the devil bring your way by faith. By faith. And your mama me ye ya no me can be chile wa won frame so fo. Niya mama di mi jidi ye. Nto apa ma pa no. Me hwa na se wo ha me a metwire odin ase bottle mu. Na makọ gata, wonim gata. Ba bi e ho ye nyan. Na makọ pa in your ho. That is how your life will be. E ye jidi and it works. Na wo dia wo ti wa obi akọji aduro bosum so o ye o. Or go any more as it. One more offices, I can see and crof any brimo, what or your court or chante. Once you want consort to Unyan Kupona, one yan yam be Obekun, Obekun, and Timo coming to qua, Jina ye. Jina ye, Menda. This year, my bed up officer, 3 months, I will nip me and Sahu. Now, Uncahu, me, I know now in Imaji. Catch them, Sammy. What's now? What would your mamma have this year? Who bet you wants them to see? I ain't it. Minya prophets, I may have mouth mouthful. Me be bia, ye GD, everything I have. The cars I drive came to me by faith. The house I live, it came to me by faith. Everything, but my children came by faith. Now you know. It's my life, no. I eat faith, I talk faith, I practice faith, I drink faith, I poo poo faith. Everything is faith. Don't serve God thinking everything will come on their own. No. Oh, bibia be ya fine. There be bibia and ya fine, sir. For every fault, there is equal and opposite reaction. You cannot express any ambition. Wa bra won't ye be being changed. Bibi ne kura in sidano muntina embaye. And tina se se won yashe wo chanya. Or China Beko at the China Beba Musumi Bechem, Afi Bechem, their blessing will still be delaying. Today, I say today, I have one and a life for me, Hapra. I say today, anybody that said they won't move for you to move, may God move them by your faith. Receive their power. Can you give God a thunderous act of praise in the auditorium? Where your last ballistic missile, Fakoda? Now watch you way. Obia obe crosso a one crosso ye. O ye o mammy o. O ye o papa o. O ye unio. O ye one you. May thunder fire them and all that they have. May lightning strike them and all that they have. They do, baby. Yes, you should catch that Herod. Once you go and tell that fox, Obi or see a Nancy or Domino, once you cast, will be a fox. Now, your dog has an auntie or dono, you are my dom, you are my panacium. Obi Fumwa, you are the Odova, come on. But the white man bronze summer wouldn't you want all you soon as an instrument. Ah, why are not going to say unstoppable appear until who? Ultimate downfall and destruction, Bebano. Sandy Pano, we don't fight them with love, we fight them with power. There is a realm of love and there's a realm of power. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Sandy Pano, or no, or your serpent, or your scorpion, you don't overcome them with love, you overcome them with power. Receive power to overcome the serpents and the scorpion. August we am fasting. September we be baby Sophia. The August fasting plus the September while you Captain Flannery together. 2 weeks you will be fasting. Hey, I'm telling you, 2 weeks. September with 2 weeks. Yendi, let me tell you. Here, I feel no last quarter when I ye wudano. And near my be a delay, my brother boom. Be a delay with swa brother boom. Fa, would ye braha? Na be catch you what they say. From September way to December, if you don't bless me, I'm not letting you go. This year will not end without you buying the house, without you opening
that business, that wedding. Half one and only you cool, only you cool. Anointing on this hour, I prophesy over your head, I declare over your head. This last quarter of the year, you will see surprises, surprises. You see the power.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Word in Season broadcast. For inquiries and further information on the ministry of Prophet Daniel Ejiakun Afari and how to support this broadcast, please contact us on 0500-242-074. You can also send an email to the Prophet using prophet@faithwordcharismatic.org or visit www.danielejiakunafari.org. You can also connect with our Prophet on social media and worship with us live online by following him on Facebook at Dan Ejiakun Afari. On Twitter, the handle is at Dan Ejiakun Afari, and on Instagram at Prophet Daniel Ejiakun Afari. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Faith Word TV. God bless you richly.